The Shkletterkenny Chamber of Commerce met with Oireachtas members at the end of last month to outline the development and growth challenges for business in Donegal and the North West region. And I travelled to Letterkenny last week to speak at the Chamber's lunch, and the message from their membership was absolutely clear that significant shortfalls in transport infrastructure, the housing crisis, staff shortages are holding back progress in the region. And these challenges are interdependent and are the negative outcomes of historic political and policy neglect. Despite these failures by the current and former governments, there are fantastic homegrown innovators in Donegal creating exciting opportunities in domestic and FDI enterprises. And just imagine what could be achieved if a government finally gripped the very long acknowledged connectivity deficits of the North West and addressed the fundamentals of the housing and the cost of living crisis. Donegal, as you know, has always suffered from excessively high levels of emigration. Add to this the shortfalls in the defective block scheme, the housing crisis and a cost of living crisis, and we have a perfect storm. And young workers continue to emigrate. The skilled staff hired into the county face undue and sometimes impossible challenges to secure accommodations. These are old problems that have been manifested and multiplied into new crises that this government has yet to fully accept. And they impact directly on people's lives, their quality of life and on the competitiveness as well as the social cohesion and well-being of the region. So can I ask, what response have you, Taoiseach, to these challenges laid out by the Letterkenny Chamber, and what commitment can you give not just to Donegal but to the North West region that you have the willingness, that you have the ear, the heart, the stomach to, and the ability to address all of this?
Nessa, how are you going?